Today's daf is Psachim Daf Yud Zayin, and we have four lines from the bottom of Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis Toshma. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema. Vishlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Manuela bas Chana, and Avram ben Shanaz. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Yitzchak ben Reb David Alevi, and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're moving along in the first parak of Masechtas Psachim, in the sugya of Rab Chanina Skana Kehanim. So Daf Yud Zayin is the fourth of the seven dafin that deal with the halachos of Tuma V'Tahira. We're specifically in the middle of a detailed discussion of the halachos of Tumas Mashkit. So just a little bit of an introduction to segue into today's daf. We saw on Daf Te Zayin that there was a major debate amongst the Tanoim and the Amoraim as it relates to Mashkin's ability to become Tomei and Mashkin's ability to be Metama. The Gemara on the very top of Tezayin and Aleph were the Braisa, Rab Meir, Rab Elazar, Rab Yehuda, Rab Yosi, and Rab Shimon. They all discussed this Shaila. Does Mashkin have the ability to become Tomei Midei Raisa? The Imtim Tzoloimar, it does have the ability to become Tomei Midei Raisa. Can it be Metama Midei Raisa or can it not be Metama Midei Raisa? The Gemara then brought that Yosi ben Yoyezer is Tzrei said that the mashkin of the base mit bechaya were dochen. All the mashkin that were inside the base hamikdash were tahar. And a machlokes Rav and Shmuel had to understand exactly what Yosi ben Yoyezer meant. The point is, a major discussion with regards to Tumas Mashkin on a Dairaisa level. But one thing needs to be clear. The whole discussion of the Gemara is Midairaisa. Midairaisa, can Mashkin become Tomei? Midairaisa, if Mashkin can become Tomei, can it now transmit Tomo? Can it be Metama somebody, something else? But as it relates to Midrabanan, that's Pashit, that Mashkin can become Tomei, and that's Pashit, that Mashkin can be Metama. Not just that, but one of the Yudches Dvarim, that's the Tyrus sugya that's tucked away in the end of the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. One of the Yudches Dvarim was that not only does Mashkin have the ability to transmit Tumah, but if a Sheni L'Tumah would come in contact with Mashkin, the Mashkin wouldn't become a Shlishi L'Tumah, it would actually become a Rishon L'Tumah. So Midrabanan, Chazal gave certain stringencies to Mashkin that they didn't give to Eichlin, that they didn't give to Kalim. But again, our sugi is not discussing Mashkin from a Derabbanan level. Our sugi is discussing Mashkin from a Deiraisa level. The particular part of the sugi that today's daf is going to focus on is the Eidus of Yosi ben Yoyezer Ish Tzreda, who said, Mashkin beis mit bechaya dochan. The Mashkin, the base mitvachaya literally is the part of the azara where they used to chop up all the different karbonos, where they used to prepare the meat. The part that was going to be eaten by the kayanim, the part that was going to be put on the mizbech. But said Yosi ben Yoyezer Ish Tzreda that all mashkin that was found in that area, dachan, was considered tar. And there was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel what dachan means. Rav said dachan mamish. Those mashkin had no ability to become tar. Shmuel said, no, of course, those mashkin were able to become Tomei. If a sheretz would land on the mashkin base mit bechai, it certainly would become Tomei. What then did Yosi ben Yoyezer Ish Tzrei to me when he said that it was dachan? It meant that in the event that it's Tomei, it would not have the ability to be metama. But in terms of it itself being Tomei, certainly it would be Tomei. The Gemara said that what's the hezber in the machloikas Rav and Shmuel? Rav held that Tumas mashkin is only midirabanon. It's not midiraisa. Tumas mashkin is only midirabanon. Rabbanon weren't geyser Tumas Mashkin in the basement. B'chaim Shmuel held that Tumas Mashkin is Deiraisa. If it's Deiraisa, you can't differentiate between the base Hamit B'chaim or somewhere else, because the Rabbanon don't have the ability to say that something which is Mid Deiraisa Tamei suddenly shouldn't be treated as Tamei. As a result, what then must the halacha of Mashkin Beis Mit Bechayim mean? Not that it's not going to be Tameh, but simply that it won't have the ability to be Mitama. In other words, and this is also important, everybody agrees that anything that's Tameh Midai Raisa would have to be Tameh in the Beis Mit Bechayim. The Rabbanon have no ability to take Tuma Midai Raisa and suddenly say, in the Beis HaMikdash, no worries. This is not something that you have to worry about. Additionally, everybody agrees
that Tuma Dirabbanan, the Rabbanan didn't want inside the Beis HaMikdash. And as a result, they came up with a halacha called Mashkin Beis B'Chaya Dachan, because they weren't looking to create and promote Tuma inside the Beis HaMikdash. The Machloikas Rav and Shmuel, how to understand the Eidos of Yosef ben Yoyezer Ich Tzreda, boils down to what is the Da'iraisa Din of Tumas Mashkin. Rav held Tumas Mashkin is not Tomei Midairaisa. The whole institution of Tumas Mashkin is a Derabbanan. Oh, it's a Derabbanan. That's why there's no Tumas Mashkin at all. Mashkin can't even become Tomei in the base of Midbachayim. Shmuel holds that Tumas Mashkin is Dairaisa. If Tumas Mashkin is Midairaisa, it has to be Tomei in the base of Midbachayim as well. However, Shmuel agrees that Mashkin's ability to be Metama is only a Din Derabbanan. It's that Din Derabbanan that's not going to be effect as it relates to the base Midbachayim. Either way, on Daf Tezayin, the Gemara brought several kashas on Shitas Rav. Today's daf is going to begin with another and final kasha on Rav. And this kasha is not from a Braisa, it's not from a Mishnah, it's not from a Pasuk in the Torah, rather it's from a Pasuk in Nach. It's a Pasuk in Trei Asar, the Navi Chagai. So this is in Chagai Perek Beis. So who was Chagai? Chagai was one of the leaders of the Jewish people at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Ezra, Nehemiah, Mordechai, Esther, Shimon HaTzadik, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, these were the leaders of the Jewish people circa beginning of Bayis Sheni. One of the leaders was the Navi Chagai. In fact, if you go through Sefer Chagai, the whole Sefer Chagai is two prokem long, but if you go through Sefer Chagai, he talks about the second Beis HaMikdash. So we know that not all of the Beis HaMikdashes were created equally. The Mishkan was one Mitzius. You had Shlomo HaMelech's Bayis Rishon, you had Bayis Sheni, and then we have the Bayis Shlishi that's going to be built, B'mheira B'yameinu. The story and the details of the Mishkan are mentioned in the Torah. Truma, Tetzava, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei. Bayis Rishon is mentioned in Melachim Aleph. Bayis Shlishi is in Yecheskel. Where's Bayis Sheni mentioned? So you have all the Mishnayos, Mesechtes Tamid, Mesechtes Midos, but in Nach, Bayis Sheni is mentioned, and it's mentioned in Sefer Chagai. Either way, the exact context is the Yidden are about to begin to build the second Beis HaMikdash. And Chagai comes to the Kehanim, and he gives them a quiz. Actually, fascinating psukim. He wants to see if they know the halachas, basic halachas of what it means to be a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk says as follows: Koy Amar Hashem Tzvaki, Sha'al Na Es HaKehanim Torah Lema. That Hashem told Chagai, and he said, go ask the Kehanim the following question. And he asked him two questions. Here was the first question. What would be if a person has Bisar Kodesh, which over here is a euphemism, ironically, to Tumah. He would have Tumah. He would have a Sheretz. He would have Nevela inside his Beged. And then the Sheretz that's inside his Beged would touch bread. Vela nazid, the bread would then touch a nazid, some cook Michael. Vela yayin, and then the nazid would touch wine. And then the wine would touch Vela Shem Vel Kol Michael or something else. Hayikdash? Would it be Tomei or would it not be Tomei? This was the first question he asked. Vayanu akayhanim vayoyim uloy. Kam said, no, it's not going to be Tomei. It's way too removed from the source of the Tumah. So in this case, if the Sheretz touches the Lechem, which touches the nazid, which touches the yayin, which touches the Shemen, sounds like Chagadia. No, it's not going to be Tommy. That's what they told him. Chagai said, let me ask you another question. I mean, you got Tmei Nefesh B'cholela. What would be if instead of a Sheretz being the source of this Tumah, a Tmei Nefesh, someone that came in contact with a mace would be the source of the Tumah? Hayitma? What would be the halacha then? Vayanu HaKehanim? The Kehanim said, Vayoyimru Yitma. Yeah, in that case, it's going to be Tom. Vayan Chagai Vayoyim. So Chagai said, I heard the way you answered these questions, and let me tell you what the Ebishter says. Kein ha'om hazeh. V'chein ha'goy hazeh l'fonayin um Hashem. The way you answered, this is exactly the way the nation is. V'chein kol masa yedeyim v'ashayakrivu sham tamehu. And it sounds like from the pasuk what he was telling them is that you got the answer wrong. You flunked the test. And just like you don't understand the laws of Tumah, I want you to realize that your actions and the Beis HaMikdash and all the avoid that you've been doing and that you're going to do now that there's a second Beis HaMikdash is Tamehu. It's all Tameh. Just like you're Tameh based on your understanding of the laws of Tumah, because what you said is Torah is really supposed to be Tameh. Same as in terms of all your avoida, and this is what the Eibishter sent me as a Navi, as a Shliach, to go ahead and tell you, stating that, as it relates to what exactly the questions were. So usually if you're learning Sefer Chagai, you're not going to get into the detail and the very technical aspect of what the Shaila was. But we're learning Rav Chanina's Kana Keyanim now. So the part of the sugya that we need is actually the very, very technical, the Tumah V'Tahira part of the sugya. And on that note, Zok the Gemara, Toshma, I'll ask you another kasha on Shitas Rav. The pasuk says, Hey Nisa Ish Psar Kodesh B'Knaf Bigdoi, V'Noga B'Chnofoi, El alechem vel anozid vel ayayim vel hashemen vel kol meichel hayikdash vayanu hakoyhanu vayomru loy. The kohanim said no. I'm a Rav, and Rav said ishtabish kahani that the kohanim made a mistake. Meaning, when the kohanim said in that first case that no, we think that case where the sheretz touched the bread, which touched the nozid, which touched the yayin, which touched the shemen, there's no toma. It was a mistake. Why? Because really, it was toma. This is what Rav said. What's the kasha? How could Rav have said that they were wrong? Meaning, really, there was tameh. L'chura, shemen, and yayin were two of the things mentioned in this context. And they're both mashkin. And l'chaira, if there's no tumas mashkin, that's Rav's shita. Because Rav said that when Yosef ben Yezer ish trade said that mashkin beis mitvachaya dachan, what did he mean to say? That there's no tuma at all, because tumas mashkin, the whole mitzias of it is only a dirabanan. And in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't even have the Durabanan, so then they were right. They weren't wrong. Because this was in the Beis HaMikdash. So even if you're going to tell me it was after the Gezerah of Thomas Mashkin, but this is the Beis HaMikdash, and over there, Mashkin, the Beis Mitochaya, is going to be okay. At the end of the day, in this case, what was going on over here? We're dealing with a sheretz that touched bread, that touched the nozid, that touched wine. You're out. You're out of business. Or the wine then touched the shemen. Again, it's a liquid. So we're dealing with mashkin. So l'chaira, what's going on over here? Zakti Gemar Bidu, time me elul Rav. You're asking Akasha according to Rav. Oh, Rav, mashki beis mit b'chaya tani. Avo mashki beis mid b'chaya metama. This is a very important distinction, as this distinction is going to take us on to Amud Beis of the Gemara. In other words, there would seem to have been two girsois as to what Yosi ben Yoyezer Ish Tzreda said. The girsa that we've been working with till now was, it was the mashkin de beis mit b'chaya. Mit b'chaya with a tes. Mem tes. Mit b'chaya, that's the shlachtoys. That's the kitchen. That's where they used to prepare the meat. However, there was another gersa. Not mit b'chaya with a tes, but mid b'chaya with a dalet. A dalet and a zayin interchange from Lashon Kodesh to Aramaic, which is why, what's the word for gold, for example, in Aramaic? Dahava. What is it in Lashon Kodesh? It's Zahav. Zayin and Dalet interchange. So the Mizbeach in Lashon Kodesh is the Mid Bechaya with a Dalet in Aramaic. But either way, there was another Girsa in terms of what Yosi ben Yezerich said. So said the Gemara, Rav's Girsa was that it was the Mashki of the base Mid Bechaya, not the Mashkim of the base Mid Bechaya. So the Mashkin that used to be in the base Mid Bechaya, yeah, that Enochanami is going to be taught. Tar Lagami. Now, what are the mashkin that are in the base mit b'chaya? So Rashi says there was dam there was blood, the blood of the karbonas, and there was water to wash up all the meat. So you had water and you had blood. What were the mashkin that were on the mizbeach? You had shemen on the mizbeach, and you had wine on the mizbeach as well. But the point is, the shemen and the yayin that Novi Chagi mentioned were mashke de bay mid b'chayu with a dalet. They're not mashke de bay mid b'chayu with a tes. As a result, even Rav is going to agree that it's going to be Tommy. So Zokti Gemara and a Chanami, based on this pasuk, look how you're dealing with mashke base mit b'chayu. So what was the problem? When they said tar, they got it right that it was tar, because it's mashke de bay mit b'chayu. That's only true if you hold the gear, it says mashke base mid b'chayu. But this wasn't mashke base mid b'chayu, it was mashke de base mit b'chayu. Zokti Gemara gufa. Rav Amar, Rav said ishtabish. Rav said that when the question was posed, the Chevron made a mistake. Rishmula said, "Lo yishtabish kahani." That the kehanim didn't make a mistake. So now we're going to explain it a little bit better. Rav Amar, Rav said, "Yishtabish kahani." The kehanim made a mistake. Why? Because Revi b'kodesh ba'im minayah. Because you know what the question was? The question was Revi b'kodesh. Again, let's see the pasuk again. Hey nisa ish psar kodesh b'knaf bigdoi. Chagai Navi says, if you would have a psar kodesh, it's a euphemism. It doesn't mean a kodesh. It means an avela or a sheretz would be inside the beged of the kohen. The naga b'knafoi. Not the beged, the sheretz itself, or the nevel itself, would touch al lechem. So what happens if a sheretz touches lechem? Lechem becomes a rishon l'tumah. Vela nozid, then the lechem would touch a nozid, the nozid becomes a sheni l'tumah. Vela yayin, the nozid touches the wine, it becomes a shlishi l'tumah. Vela shemen, and now the shemen becomes a revi l'tumah. That was the question. They wanted to know, is there something called revi b'kodesh? In kachem, is there something called revi? And what's the halacha? Yeah. And what did they answer? Vayomru, they emphatically said, loy metalamed. right? Lamed an Aleph. They said, absolutely not. There's no such thing. So they obviously got it wrong. Zachti Gemara, the Amri Leitar. Shmuel says, lo yishtabish kan. Shmuel says, no, really, they didn't make a mistake. Why? Chamishi b'kodesh ba'amunayim. Because the question wasn't Revi b'kodesh. The question was a Chamishi b'kodesh. From Leitar, and they said Tar. And because that's the halacha. Even Kachem only has a Revi, it doesn't have a Chamishi. So Gemara says, let's read the pasuk. Bishlam, according to Rav Heinrich Dechsev Arba. If you read the pasuk, it mentions four things. Lechem, Nozid, Yayin, Shemen. Lechem is the Rishon, Nozid's the Sheni, Yayin's the Shlishi, and Shemen's the Revi. El, Shmuel, Chamishi, Minole. Where do you see the Chamishi in the pasuk? Had it Shmuel come up with the Shaila being a Shaila of a Chamishi, the Toma, there's no Chamishi in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Miksiv, does the pasuk say, Vinoga Knofoi? Vinoga Biknofoi, Ksiv. Meaning there was a fifth thing over here. B'mash enaga b'knafoi. The way Shmuel understood the question was, hey, yisa ish psar kodesh, b'knaf b'gdoi, v'naga b'knafoi. Something would touch the sheretz, and then that thing would touch the lechem. So the thing that touched the sheretz, whatever that thing is the rishon. The lechem is the sheni, the nozit is the shlishi, the yayin is the revi, the shemen is the chamishi. Oh, the shemen is already the chamishi. So now it's a chamishi l'tomo, that they were right then for saying tar. Zakti gemara toshma. After Chagai asked them this question, he had a follow-up question. What was the follow-up question? So we mentioned the pasuk earlier, but now let's go through it again. Vayomer Chagai. Chagai said, here's my second question. Im yigat tmei nefesh b'chalel. If a tamei nefesh, a tamei mace would touch all of this, hayitmo, would he be tamei? Vayanu akihanim. The kihanim answered, vayomer, they said, yitmo. Oh, yeah. Oh, then already, he would be tamei. Zog digamar. Bishleim ala Shmuel. Bishleim according to Shmuel. Midahacha lo yishtabish. Hasam nami lo yishtabish. Over here, they were right when they said tamei. Now, if they were right over here, it makes sense that they probably would have been right in the first question as well. Now, if they were right in the first question for saying tar, must be it was a chamishi l'toma, the way Shmuel understood it. If they were right in the second question for saying tamei, then probably it was a revi l'toma. But al kopanim, according to Shmuel, they got both questions right. Right? It sounds like they knew the laws of toma. Ela l'rav, ma'ishna hochad eshtabish, ma'ishna hozim, the law eshtabish. Why in the first question did they say tar, in the second question they said tamei? L'chura, if they got it wrong the first time, they should have gotten it wrong the second time. And if they got it right the second time, they should have gotten it right the first time. Meaning, why would they have said Tomei in the second question? Probably because it was a revealer Tomei. They knew the halacha revealer Tomei. So if they knew the halacha revealer Tomei, so how come when the question was posed initially, did they get it? So Bishlam, according to Shmuel, is a different question. The first question was Chamishi. Second question was only Revi. Okay, that's the chilek. It's a little dachik in the pasuk maybe. But the narrative, we understand. They knew the laws of Tyrus. They knew the laws. But according to Rav, that they didn't know the answer to the first question, and better, they didn't know Revi Bakoidish. That's why they said Tar, because they said Lechem Nozid Yayin Shemen. No, it's a Revi. No such thing as a Revi. They didn't know the Halacha Revi by Kachem. So how come when he swapped out Sheretz to Tommy Mace, the Zelba Revi? So how come over there, so they got Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Biki and Heim Betumas Mace, Ve'ein Biki and Heim Betumas Sheretz? Because these Kaihanim that were established, that made a mistake, they didn't completely not know the halachas. They knew some of the halachas, they just didn't know all the halachas. So they thought like this, a geshmaka mistake. They thought that there's a revi b'kodesh when the source of the tumah is mace. But there's no revi b'kodesh when the source of the tumah is either an avela or a sheretz. Because tumas mace is more chomer. Paraduma, etc., etc. So we know Tumas Mace is more chomer. So as a result, they thought that maybe when the source of the Tumah is a mace, that's when you have the Salacha Revi'a B'Kodesh. But when the source of the Tumah is not mace, but rather it's Nevela or Sheretz, they're not. That wasn't Ravina. Ravina said, Hasam Revi Hacha Shlishi. Ravina said a different Teretz. Ravina said that the second question was asked, wasn't Revi. The second question was Shlishi. First question, Chagai and Novi asked the Kehanim, do you know the Halacha Revi of the Tumah, right? If you have a Sheretz or an Avela that touches a Lechem, Rishon, Nozit, Sheni, Yayin, Shlishi, Shemin Revi. What's the Halacha they said? Tahar. They were wrong. Then he said, let me see if you know Shlishi L'Tumah. That was the next question. What do you mean Shlishi L'Tumah? So Pasha, when you read the Pasha, Vayomer Chagai, Im Yiga Tmei Nefesh B'Chalela. What you're doing is you're swapping out the sheretz to a tamei mace. Someone that came in contact with a mace. Someone that comes in contact with a mace is an avatomo. He touches now the lechem. The lechem becomes a rishon. No, it's a sheni. The yain is a shlishi. Shem is a revi. Ravina said, no. It wasn't a tamei mace. It was a mace. What's the difference between a mace and all the other sources of toma? A mace isn't just an avatomo. It's the zeda. It's an avi avoisa toma. What makes it an avi avoisa toma? It's very simple. Because when someone touches a mace, he himself now is a Tomei Meis, which is itself an Avatoma, as we've spoken about earlier. So that means that the Lechem that touched the Meis didn't become a Rishon L'Toma, it actually was an Avatoma. The Nozit was the Rishon, The Yayin was the Sheni. The Shem was the Shlishi. That was the follow-up question. They knew Shlishi Lotomo. And that's why they got that one right. But the bottom line is whether both questions were Revi and they made a mistake. They thought there's a Revi, but Toma, when it comes to Mace, there's no Revi, Toma, when it comes to Sheretz and Avela. Or whether the first question was Revi, the second question was a Shlishi. The bottom line is, according to Shmuel, they got both questions right. According to Rav, they only got the first question. They got the first question wrong. They got the second question right. According to Shmuel, they got them both right. The first one was a Chamishi. The second one was a Revi. They knew Chamishi is Tar. That's right. Revi, they knew was Tame. That was wrong. According to Rav, they were established. The first question was Revi. They thought Revi is Tar. They were wrong. Revi is really Tame. The second one they got right. Why would they have gotten the second one right? Either because they knew Revi when it comes to Thomas Mace, or because the second question was actually a Shlishi. So again, according to Shmuel, they got it all right. Meaning, it sounds like they knew the halachas of Tyrus. So, how do you read the next pasuk? Tashma, what's the next pasuk? Vayan chagay vayoyim ekein ha'amazeh v'chein ha'goy hazeh l'fonay no'om Hashem. He's telling you, oh, just like you don't know the laws of Tomei v'Tyra, say your kachem is all Tomei, so too your Tomei. Bishlami l'rav, bishlami according to Rav Hainu d'chsev Tomei. I understand the Eisfer. Because they didn't know the laws of Tomei v'Tyra, because they got the answer to the first question wrong. They didn't know the halacha of Avi Bakoydish, albeit when the source of the Tomei is a sheretz and an event. Oh, l'shmol amai, Tomei, why are they Tomei? They got it all right. So the Gemara says, according to the way Shmuel's reading the pasuk, you have to say Chagai wasn't saying this emphatically. To the contrary, he was itmuye kometama. He was saying it like Balash and Bitmiya. Are your actions Tommy? No, you're not Tommy. Because you see you got it right. So the Gemara says, okay, I hear. Maybe you can say that, right? Vayan chage vayoyim ekeinu amazeh v'chein agoy azeh l'fonay num Hashem. What, are you Tommy? No, you see you know everything. But the Gemara says, read the next line. V'chein kol maseh yedeyem v'ashe yakrivu sham tomehu. That sounds already like they were really Tommy. Here the Gemara says it. It's too dochuk to teach in the pasuk that atmuye matama. So it sounds like again they must have gotten it wrong. It's a riot to Rav, not like Shmuel. Amar Masuch v'temir Rav Ashi mitoshe kilkluos masei malam aleim akasov kilo hekrivim betoma. That this nevuah that Chagai said was a nevuah. It was literally a nevuah. He was actually talking about what was going to happen. Rashi, second wide line. La'achar zman hoyim misnabe. She yikalkulu maseim b'bay yesheni b'shar averis. That at some point in the future, during bay yesheni, the Yidden would do averis, and eventually the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, and the Hanukkah story, etc., etc., etc. And this is what he was saying. He saw all the terrible averis that were going to happen, and that's what he meant when he said, v'chein kol masei yedeim v'ashe yakrivu sham tamehu. Zokti gemara gufa. One more cheshbin as it relates to this Shaila. Rav Tani, well, let's just pause for 1 second. So again, we have Yoisi ben Yezer Ish Tzreda, who said on Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, that Mashkin of the Beis Hamit Bechayim was Dachan. And right now, we have 2 Shailas as it relates to the Mashkin of the Beis Hamit Bechayim. The first one was the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel that we saw in Amid Aleph. And that was, does Dachan mean Dachan Mamish? That's what Rav said. Or does Dachan mean Milatama Acherim? That's what Shmuel said. But we saw another Shaila that the Gemara mentioned on the top of Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph. And that is, what's the right Girsa? Is the Girsa Mashka the base mit Bechayim with a Tess? Or is it Mashka the base mid Bechayim with a Dalet? The Mashkin that were in the base mid Bechayim were Dam and Mayim. In the base mid Bechayim, you also had Shemen and Yayin. So here's the question, is it all the Mashkin? Or is it only the ones in the base mid Bechayim, which was the Dam and the Mayim? Zok Tigmar, that really is Tali b'machloikis, as we're going to see. Gufa, Rav Tani Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya. Rav had the Girsa Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya. It's only true for Mayim and for Dam. Levi Tani Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya. Levi had the Girsa. It's all the Mashkin of the Mizbeach, even meaning even Shemit, even Yain. So the Gemara Cheshmitz. The Levi, according to Levi, who holds Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya. Let's just be clear. That means that Yayin and Shemen are somehow excluded from the laws of Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. So Hanicha Isfi relate to Shmuel. Bishloim if Levi holds like Shmuel. Da'amad Dachin Militami Tumas Acherin. That what is Mashke the Beis Mit Bechayim Dachon mean? Not that it doesn't become Tame, but it doesn't have the ability to be Metama. If Levi holds like Shmuel, then it's very good. Why is it very good? But it has its own tumah. Then I could understand the psukim in Chagai. In other words, the Gemara is throwing a little wrinkle into these psukim in Chagai.
At the end of the day, what were we talking about? We're talking about Yayin and we're talking about Shemen. So the question is, if we're talking about Yayin and Shemen, then how are we discussing Yayin and Shemen being Tame? What happened to the halacha of mashkin the basement of Chaim? So the Gemara mentioned it a little bit for a second, for a fleeting moment. That was the Tashma. That's how the sugi started. Unwrapped. But now the Gemara is getting into it a little bit more. So we have a Shitas Levi now. And Levi Shita is that the mashkin, even of the base mid Bechayin, is Dachan. Now, if Levi would hold like Rav, that would mean that Shemen and Yayin cannot ever become Tameh. If they cannot ever become Tameh, so then it's a little puzzling, this whole Shaila over here. What was the quiz? It can't be Tameh anyways. If he holds like Shmuel, that means he holds really it can become Tameh. What it cannot do is it cannot be Metameh. So the Gemara says, if he holds like Shmuel, I can make the Psukim Mechage work. Elo isfir leikirah, but if he holds like Rav, the Amar Dachim Mamish, who holds that the mashkin, the basement b'chayim, can't even become tummy. Hechem ishkachas lo. How could you make it work? So Gemara says, you have no choice. You have to say, al karchi shmul sfirle. You have to say he holds like Shmuel. So Rashi explains this Gemara. What the Gemara is saying is as follows. Chagai asked two questions of the Kenyanim. The first question was, is if you would have a beged, and inside the beged, there's a nevela or there's a sheretz, and it would touch lechem, which touched the nazir, which touched the yayin, which touched shemen. Would it be tummy or would it not be tummy? Vayomer, what did they say? Loi, it wouldn't be tummy. Then he said, what would be if it was a mace or a tummy mace that did the same thing? Then he said already, hayitma, vayomer yitma. Over there it would be tummy. How could Levi make this work? Levi, who holds that mashkin, the base mid b'chayim, which means Yayin and Shemen are somehow excluded from tum. How do you reconcile these psukim? So the cheshbon is like this. You could always say that when they said loi to the first question, they were right. And the reason they were right is because there's no way the Shemen can be Tameh. Because what was Metameh the Shemen? The Yayin was Metameh the Shemen. And Mashkin the base mid Bechayim, in the worst case scenario, even if you hold like Shmuel, doesn't have the ability to be Metameh. So when they said, boy, they got it right. You know why they got it right? Not because it was a Chamishi L'Tomeh. That was what Shmuel said. You know why they got it right? Because Mashkin the base mid Bechayim. That's Levi Shit. Okay, how are you going to make sense of the second question? The second question, they said, Tameh. What do you mean, Tameh? Mashkin, it's the same thing. I thought the whole difference between the two Shailas was, are we dealing with the source of the Tumah being the Nevelo or the Sheretz? Are we dealing with the source of the Tumah being the Maze or a Tumah Maze? That's the only difference. But at the end of the day, in the Cheshbon of the Chad Gadya, the Yayin was Metameh the Shemen. So if the Yayin was Metameh the Shemen, Yayin is a Mashkin, the base mid B'chayim. It certainly doesn't have the ability to be Metameh. The Teretz is, you'll have to say a whole different Shailah in the second Pasuk. The second question wasn't the first question, just swap out Nevelo and Sheretz for Maze or Tumah Maze. The second question was a different question. What would be if a Tameh Mace would touch any one of these things individually? He would touch Lechem, period. Or he would touch Nazir. Or he would touch Yayin. Or he would touch Shemen. Oh, it would be Tameh. You know why? Because Levi holds, like Shmuel, that Mashkin basement b'chaim dochem doesn't mean it can't become Tameh. It just means it can't be Metameh. So if Levi holds like Shmuel, Zokta Gemara, the Mashkin basement b'chaim can be Tameh, at the very least, I can understand the second Shaila. It has a pshat. How could you say Tameh? The Teretz is, it wasn't being Metameh. It wasn't one thing touched another, it was oi oi ketani. It was each one happening individually. The first question, when they said Tahar, that was when one touched the other, which touched the other, and that's why he said Tahar for a new reason. He said Tahar, because it's mashkin the basement behind. The problem is, however, if you're going to tell me that Levi holds like Rav, that mashkin basement behind dachon means it's 100% Tahar. So if that's the case, how do you understand the second Shiloh? So the Gemara says, you're right, checkmate. You have no choice but to say, again, al karchach kishmul sfirle. Levi, who holds mashkin the base mid the b'chayim, has to hold like Shmuel, the other shiloh. These are the two shilohs. The other shiloh, that dachon doesn't mean dachon, that it itself can't be tameh, but dachon means that it doesn't have the ability to be metameh. The Gemara continues and says, ule Shmuel, now let's talk about Shmuel for a second. Hanicha yisav alei karav, bishleimo, if Shmuel, who holds dachon means militama, holds like Rav the Tani Mashke base mit bechayo, avo Mashke be mit bechayo achrini nami mitama. But Yosef Ben Yezir never said the halacha regarding Mashke the base mit bechayo. Not like Levi. He holds like Rav. It's only Mashke the base mit bechayo. So I understand Shmuel. What was the first Shiloh that Chagai asked? How did Shmuel explain it? He wanted to know Chamishi Latoma. And what was the answer? Well, Tahar. And they were right. What Yishtabe, Shmuel said. Because there is no such thing as a Chamishi Latoma. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like it was only because it was a Chamishi L'tumah. What would have been if it was a Revi, a Shlishi? Then the answer would have been Tameh, right? Torah would have been the wrong answer. Then the answer would have been Tameh. L'chaira,
isn't it an issue over here of mashkin the base mit bechaya? So the Gemara says, if Shmuel holds like Rav that it's mashkin the base mit bechaya, not mit bechaya, then Chagai's question had nothing to do with mashkin the base mit bechaya, because it was yayin and shemen which are mashkin the base mit bechaya, not mashkin the base mit bechaya. So it's very good that Shmuel said Revi hu deloy ovid chamishi hashlishi ovid Revi. It's only because this was a chamishi that this was a problem. But if it wasn't, if it was a shlishi and Revi, it would have been then it would have been Tommy Eli Savalik Levi. But if Shmuel holds like Levi, the Tani Mashki Bei Mid Bechaya, who holds Mashki Bei Mid Bechaya, Ma'ir Yervi Dolo Yavet Chamishi. So why is it only because it was a Chamishi it was an issue? Afilu V'Shleini V'Shlishi Nami Lo Yavdi. Even if it was a Sheini V'Shlishi, because how at the end of the day, the Shemen was Metamed the Yain was Metamed the Shemen, the Shemen does, and Yain doesn't have the ability to be Metamed the Shemen, because it's a Mashka. Must be, you have no choice. Al Karcha Krav Svirule, must be that Shmuel holds like Krav. Either way, what the Gemara just did was, using the Psukim in Chagai as the objective piece, the Gemara said, we have two machloikas, and as it relates to Yosef ben Yehezer, it's three desaitas. One was a machloikas Rav and Shmuel, is it dochan manish, or is it only dochan milatame? The second one was a machloikas Rav and Levi, is a mashkid debay mit bechaya with a test, or is a mashkid debay mid bechaya with a dalid? And the Gemara basically cheshbin then said that Levi, just based on math, has to hold like Shmuel, that dachan means only mile tame, but really the mashke debay mid bechaya can become tame. Additionally, Shmuel, who holds mile tame, has to hold like Rav that it's mashke debay mit bechaya. And what's the high level point? Because the high level point is that Chagai asked the malach, the kayhanim a question, and he wanted to know if tumah would touch a lechem, which touched a nazid, would touch the yayin, which touched shemen, would it be tame or would it not be tame? And the way Rav and Shmuel learned the shaila, according to Rav, really they said tar really was supposed to be tame, and even Shmuel said tar only because it was a chamishi l'tumah. What do you mean? Typically, it's mashke the base mid bechaya. So and over here there's a question of even being metama, because how did the shemen? That's the end product. Okay. How did the Shem become Tomei? Yayin. If Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya is not Metama, which everyone holds is not Metama, L'chayra, then what's the Shaila anyways? So it must be Rav and Shmuel both held that the Girsa wasn't Mashke Debei Mit Bechaya, it was Mashke Debei Mit Bechaya. And this wasn't Mit Bechaya, this was Mit Bechaya. That's why this Tomei. And by the way, Rav is the one that said it. Shmuel never said it, but now you know Shmuel must have held that way. Now Levi Mefurish said Mashke Debei Mit Bechaya. So according to Levi, you have to look and review really how you understand this machloikas over here. And I had to understand the psukim and sefer Chagai, but what the Gemara said in Chesmon, and I have to repeat it, is that Levi at the very least would have to hold like Shmuel. There's no way to make Levi work like that. But the bottom line is, again, we're not going to chazer this, but the bottom line is that it comes out there's three understandings as to what Chagai's pop quiz to the Kehanim was. Three understandings. Rav has his understanding, Shmuel has his understanding, and Levi has his understanding. It's actually interesting because if you look in Rashi, in Sefer Chagai, so Rashi on this question, Nechleku bo Rav and Shmuel, Chad Omar, Ishtabish Kahani, V'chad Omar, Lo Ishtabish Kahani. And Rashi over there explains, truth is, in the Sugis Mavur, it's not just two Shitas, three Shitas. Really, the Shitas Rav, the Shitas Shmuel, and the Shitas Levi. So just to breathe and exhale for 1 second, it comes out, just if you do the math, and this is going to segue into something very interesting. And that is, there's three shittas. There's Rav, and there's Shmuel, that was one machloikis, and then there's Rav and Levi, that was another machloikis, and the Gemara seemed to bring them all together. And what comes out is that Rav and Shmuel both agree that it's mashkin debeis mit bechaya, that are dachan, mashkin debeis mid bechaya, yayin and shemen, that could become tummy all day long in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only mashkin debeis mit bechaya with a test, right? That's clear. It's only mashkin debeis mit bechaya with a test. What's the machloikis? Can it, do we say docha means it can't even become tummy? Or does docha just mean it can't be metame? But it's mashkin debeis mit bechaya, not mashkin debeis mit bechaya. There's one sheet in the Gemara, Psachim Daf Yud Zayin, that sheet has Levi. He holds it's mashkin debeis mid bechaya with a dalet. Meaning, there's a concept that Yayin and Shemin maybe in the Beis HaMikdash can't be Tomei. There's such a concept. However, the Gemara Cheshvin, that Levi has no choice, because otherwise you can't understand these Psukim and Chagai, that Levi has to hold. If you hold Mashkin Debei Mid Bechaya, that's Shitas Levi. What does Dachan mean? Dachan means Militam. Dachan doesn't mean that it itself doesn't become Tomei. It does become Tomei. What it is it's Mitam. Yesterday in the Daf, we mentioned very quickly a Veltz Kasha. A Veltz Kasha, as it relates to Chanukah, this is not the Beis Yosef's Kasha. It actually, the earlier source that I'm aware of is Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and it doesn't have as many terutzim as the Beis Yosef's Kasha does, But it's up there. There's a lot of terutzim. The Kamek Kumasim Nishtab to answer the following question. We all know the Hanukkah story. At the time that the Yevanim came and they ransacked the Beis HaMikdash, so they got rid of them, and it was Chanukah Samizbeach, and it was a very big deal, and they wanted to light the menorah. The problem is they couldn't find the Pach Shemen of oil that was tall. Why? Because the Timu Kalashmanim, all the Shemen was Tommy. He said, Freitum Yaakov Emnin. He says, I don't understand. The oil in the Beis HaMikdash was Tommy. How did the oil in the Beis HaMikdash become Tommy? It's Mashk in the Beis Mitbechaya. And Mashk in the Beis Mitbechaya is not Tameh. So if it's not Tameh, L'chaira, the oil should have been Tahar. So what was the problem? They couldn't find L'chaira, of course. It was Mashke, the basement of Chaya. So if that's the case, it should have been Tahar. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said a Teretz, based on a Yisoy that the Gemara talks about in Masech Tzavoy Dezara, a Yisoy that we've discussed many times, Harbe V'Harbe Red Bites, and that is, there's an idea, Uvova Pritzim V'Chilalu, that when the Pritzim come in to the Beis HaMikdash, they have an ability to defile the Beis HaMikdash, a special Koyach that the Umay Sa'olim were granted by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that when they walk into the Beis HaMikdash, they have an ability to make the Beis HaMikdash Chulin. What's the Pinimius Advarim? We've spoken about that, and maybe over Chanukah we'll get back into it a little bit. But there's a concept of Uvoba Pritzim V'Chilalu. I'm not like this Ramban and the Baal Amor, exactly the lumdus of how it works. But the point is there's a concept that when the Pritzim come into the Beis HaMikdash, they have an ability to make it Chulin. So Yaakov Emden said that when the Yevanim came into the Beis HaMikdash, it was Uvoba Pritzim V'Chilalu. So they were Mechal, they made everything chulin. So now the mashkin in the basement b'chayy was chulin. It wasn't kodesh anymore. Oh, if it was chulin, now it was able to be mekabel tumah. That's how they were able to be metame the shemen. That's what Yaakov Emden says. And the Velt says that it's beautiful because we say in the piyut of Moed Sur, ufartzu chaymois migdalai, v'timu kol hashmanim. That's the hemshech. Ufartzu chaymois migdalai, the Yevanim came in, Yevanim nitpitzu alai azabim mechashmanim. Ufartzu chaymois migdalai, it was ubow ba'pritzim v'chiluvua, minela v'timu kol hashmanim. Because otherwise, if not for that, it wouldn't have been possible. Because if not for that, it would have been an issue of mashkin the base mitbechaya. But either way, this is Rabbi Yaakov Emden's teretz. To his famous kasha, and again, there's a tshuva from the Beis Yitzchak, and there's a tshuva from the Shaila Meshiv, and there's a tshuva from the Avnei Nezer, the Gedolei Yoilam in the 19th century tumult with this kasha, a kasha that traces itself back to Rav Yaakov Emden. But I saw in the Sefer Kemoitzei Sholol Rav, and this is on Chanukah, he brings the teretz from Rav Shmuel Shmelka Toibish. Who is Rav Shmuel Shmelka Toibish? His hagoyis are actually in the back of the Vilna Shas. This hagoyis, Shmuel hagoyis, from hagoy Rav Shmuel Shmelka Toibish, he was the Av Bezdin of Yasi. He brings this kasha that he heard of from Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburg. And he said that l'chura, if you learn the sugi of Sochem Daf Yud Zayin, he thinks the kasha is a tois. He says, heard this kasha, and the whole Welt tumbled over this kasha, but he thinks the tois. Why? Because the shemen in the base HaMikdash, was it mashke the base mit bechaya, or was it mashke the base mit bechaya? Shemen was mashke the base mit bechaya. There was no shemen that was used in the base HaMit bechayim. It was used in the mizbech. So really, the whole kash is predicated on the Gerson Yosef ben Yehezer being not mashke the base mit bechaya with a test, but rather mashke the base mit bechaya with a doubt. Now, who holds mashke the base mit bechaya? That was Levi Shita. But the Gemara came out in Cheshvin, based on the Psukim in Chagai, that Levi had a hold like Shmuel. Shmuel Shita was that Avada Mashke the base mit Bechaya is Mekabel Toma. It's just Dochon Militame. But it itself could become Tame. So if it itself could become Tame, so what's the problem with the Timu Kalashmanim? Avada it was Tame. The Kash is predicated on Mashke the base mit Bechaya, which is Shita's Levi. And Levi in Cheshbin, the Gemara Cheshbin's it. And it's based on Psukim and Sefer Chagai. There's no other way to do. To learn this. Because in Chagai, you see the Shemen and the Yayin and the Beis HaMikdash became Tomei. So Bal Korchach, you have to say that if you hold Mashke the Bey mid Bechaya, what does it mean? It means not Dachon, that it itself can't become Tomei. Dachon just means it can't be Metame. So they couldn't find Shemen that was Tar. The reason is because the Shemen was Mashke the Bey mid Bechaya, and even if you hold Mashke the Bey mid Bechaya Dachon, at the end of the day, it means Shmuel, Dachon Militame. But it itself is going to be Tomei. L'chayra, it's such a good Kasha. It's such a good teretz that it makes you rethink the kasha. I saw in the Sefer Chadoshim Gam Yishonim from Rabbi Yonis and Steif, and I want to thank Rabbi Yonis and Steif's enkel, Rabbi Chol Steif, also Zayin Gesund, who gave me the Sefer from his Gersa Zeda last night, the Chadoshim Gam Yishonim, and I opened it up this morning for the first time, and incidentally, today is Chof Aleph Kislev, the day of the recording of today's daf. So is Chof Aleph Kislev, which is also the day
that the Kastner train arrived in Switzerland, and Rabbi Yonason Steif and Mechul Steif himself, Zalzayin Gesint, was on the Kastner train, together with the Samarov and together with Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg. We spoke about it last night. But either way, so he gave me the sefer from his aid, and I opened up right here on Daf Yitzayin Amad Aleph, and he brings this kasher from the Shoylo Meshev. Hagoyim bal Shoylo Meshev hikshu al nes chanukah lomo hiyo tzorech las hanes lelevi the shemen kodesh enim akabal to meklal and kein loy nitma apach shemen shoyi kodesh. So he says, Omnom, this is Rabbi Yonason Steif talking. He said, like, Kasha, the Levi Sphere, Lake Kishmul, the Tumas Atzman, Yeshbev. He says, make the Cheshbon in the Sugi. It doesn't work, the Kasha. It only is a Kasha going to Levi, Mashke the Bey Midlachai, and the Gemara was Machriach, based on Psukim. It's based on Psukim. And Chaga that he has to hold. But either way, Zok the Gemara. So again, we have a Machlokes between Rav and Levi. Is it mashk de bay mit bechaya or is it mashk de bay mid bechaya? Zok de gemar, tanya kavasa de rav, tanya kavasa levi. We have a braisa that would seem to support rav shita, and we have a braisa that would seem to support levi shita. Tanya kavasa de levi, hadab vehayayin, vehashemen vehamayim. Mashki bay mid bechaya with a dalit shenitmu b'fnim. If they became tamei inside the azara, vaitzil on the chosin, then they were poured outside the azara. Tahirim, the halach is still going to be tar. This is a chiddush, because you would have thought that maybe the halacha mashki the bay mid bechaya is only true as long as it's still in the azara. But once you take it out of the azara, maybe at that time everything changes. So that's the chiddush. It's going to be tar. Nitmu bechutz vechnisu b'fnim. What would be in the reverse? What would be if it became tamei outside, where of course all mashkin can be tamei? For sure, mid the rabbanon, the chnisim bechut the fnim, then it was brought inside. Tmeim, the halach is it's going to be tamei. So before we mention the raya, says the gemara, is that true? Meaning, what we're saying is that mashki the bay mid bechaya, if it becomes tamei inside and then you bring it outside, it remains tar. If it becomes tamei outside and then you bring it inside, it remains tamei. Meaning, what matters where it became tamei? Is that true? Amr Reb Shulam Levi mashki bay mid bechaya loy amru dachan ela bim kaiman. It sounds like it's only dachan bim kaiman. My love, lemut me nitmu b'fnim vayitzion lechutz. Doesn't it sound like bim kaiman meaning where it is right now? If right now I'm bifnim, I want to know if this is tamei tar, then you have the halacha mashke the basement dechaya. If I took it outside, so right now it's outside, then you don't have the halacha. That's what it sounds like. The Gemara says loy bim kaiman doesn't mean that. Rather loy lamute nitmu bechutz vechniso bifnim. It's coming to exclude that if it became tamei outside and then you brought it inside, then you don't have the halacha because it didn't become tamei inside. I've ma bim kaimam kamar, hachi kamar. Like the amru dachan ela shenitmu bim kaimam. Bim kaimam doesn't mean where it is right now when we're trying to figure out whether it's tamei or tar. Bim kaimam means where was it when it became tamei. If it became tamei inside, then even if it goes outside, by the way, even though when it becomes outside, it becomes possible. Yoytse, but it doesn't matter. If it became tamei inside, now it's outside, it's still going to be tar. If it became tamei outside, even if you brought it inside, it's going to remain tamei. That's the point of bim kaima, not where is it when we're dining the shayla, but rather, where was it at the time that it became tamei? But the bottom line is, this is a tanya kavasi de levi. Why is it a tanya kavasi de levi? Because again, what did the braisa say? Hadam, v'hayayin, v'hashemen, v'hamayim, mashki bei mid b'chaya with a dalit, and you have the halacha of mashki bei mid b'chaya. So clearly, this is a braisa that supports levi. Tanya kavasi de rav, a raya to rav that said it's not mashki the base mid b'chaya, but rather it's mid b'chaya with a tes. Hadam, v'hamayim, mashki base mit bechaya with a test. Shenitmu that became tamei, bein became lebein mekata. Now it doesn't matter if the mayim, the Gemara is going to say later, this is referring to the mayim, not the dam part of the brisa, but the mayim part of the brisa. It doesn't matter if the mayim was inside a keli when it became tamei. It doesn't matter if it was inside the ground when it became tamei. Either way, tahirim, it's going to be tar. Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says bekelim tameim. If it was inside a keli when it became tamei, it's going to be tamei. Bekarka, if it was inside the ground, then it's going to be tar. But what do you see from here? Tanya kavasi the raf, because it's mefurish. It doesn't say hadam v'hayayin v'hashemen v'hamayim. It doesn't say mashki the bay mid bechay with a dalin. All it says is dam and mayim, and it says mashki bay mid bechay with a tes. So this is clearly a raya to rav shita zok digimar. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, and this is a chiddush in the sugya. Different than everything that we've been saying up until this point. I feel the man damat tumas mashkin day raisa. Even according to man damat holds tumas mashkin is day raisa. Mashki base mit bechay hilchas gemirula. You still have the halacha mashki base mit bechay. We mentioned in the introduction to today's daf, and this was something that was very apparent in yesterday's daf. That really the shayla of mashki base mit bechay is very much
tali in the sugya of Tumas Mashkin de Raisa or Tumas Mashkin de Rabbanon. Because we mentioned that the Rabbanon had no ability, they don't have the authority to say that something that's tummy outside of the Beis HaMikdash should be tar inside the Beis HaMikdash. So if Mashkin base mit bechai or Mashkin the base mid bechai, whatever it is, if it's going to be tar in the Beis HaMikdash, Bal Karchach means Tumas Mashkin is the Rabbanon. And in fact, the Machloek is Rabban Shmuel as to what Dachan means really traces itself back to a much bigger Machloek is as to Tumas Mashkin de Raisa or Tumas Mashkin de Rabbanon. Stating that, Kumtz again, Rapapa, and he said, I feel the man doma Tumas Mashkin de Raisa, even if you all that Tumas Mashkin is really de Raisa, but as it relates to Mashkin base mit Bechaya, that halacha, everyone's going to agree with. Why? Hilchas Gmirila, it's halacha l'moish misinai. Meaning, till now, we thought Mashkin base mit Bechaya is a din de Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon don't have the ability to be oikr dine de Raisa. But if it's Hilchas Gmirila, halacha l'moish misinai, is halacha l'moish misinai, is halacha l'moish misinai, then anything could be true, anything is possible, right? So if that's the case, that's what he said. Rav Huna Brei de Rav Nosson and Rav Papa. So Rav Huna Brei de Rav Nosson asked Rav Papa two questions. He said, the Ezh Tekash is, we had Rav Lazar in yesterday's daf. Ein Tumah L'Mashkin Kol Iker. There's no Tumas Mashkin Dei Raisa. And what was his raya? Teda. Shari Heyed Yosef Ben Yoyezer Ish Tzredo. A Mashki Beis Mit Bechaya Dachon. His raya was from the halacha mashkin beis mit bechaya. What's the raya again? Because if Tumas Mashkin was deiraisa, how could it be halacha mashkin beis mit bechaya? What's the kasha? So Rav Huna Brei de Rav Nosson asked Rav Papa, "Hilchas Gmirila." But if you're going to tell me it's halacha l'moish misinai, migamrina mina. So what does one have to do with the other? It's a special halacha l'moish misinai as it relates to mashkin beis mit bechaya. But you can't learn from there whether Tumas Mashkin is deiraisa, Tumas Mashkin is derabbanan. Maybe Tumas Mashkin is deiraisa. You can't learn anything from there. It's a special halacha l'moish misinai. Ravina asked Rav Ashi a different kasha. His kasha was for Rav Shimon, Dama Tumas Mashkin Dei Raisa. We mentioned that in the Braisa on the top of Daf Tezayin Amad Aleph, there were five Tanoim that discussed the Shaila of Tumas Mashkin. One of them was Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon Shita in that Braisa clearly was that Tumas Mashkin's Dei Raisa. The Tanya, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon Oimrin, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon both said that if you have a suffix, if Mashkin is Tame, you go to Chomer, you assume it's Tame. What if the mashkin was metama something else? I mean, it came in contact with something else, and you want to know if it was metama that something, and you have a suffix. So then already it depends. L'kelim tohayrim leichlim tmeh. If the suffix is regarding whether the mashkin was metama kelim, then it's going to be tar. If it's a question of eichlin, then over there the halach is going to be, it's going to be tar. What's the difference? So we said, Rav Shimon and Reis Yishita is, that Tumas Mashkin's ability to be metama midei raisa depends on whether it's eichlin or kelim. Oichlin, it could be metame midei raisa. Kelim, it could only be metame midei rabbanon. Oichlin, metame midei raisa is a suffix, you go lechumra. Kelim, it could only be metame midei rabbanon. So if it's a suffix, you go lekula. What's the kasha? So we have now Rav Shimon Shita. Rav Shimon Shita is that Tumas Mashkin is a dei raisa. As it relates to being metame, there he distinguishes between it being metame oichlin, where it's also dei raisa, and being metame kelim, where it's going to be the rabbanon. Vahacho, come Rav Shimon. But we just had another Rav Shimon. What was the Rav Shimon? The braisa on the top of the yomid. The Tanya Kavase, the Rav. What was the Tanya Kavasi the Rav again? It said that as it relates to Mashki Beis Mit Bechaya, if they became Tomei, Bein Bekelim, Bein Bekarka, it doesn't matter where it was. If it was in a Keli, it was in a Karka, it's always going to be Tomei. Reb Shimon made a chilik. He said, in a Keli, it's going to be Tomei. In a Karka, it's going to be Tomei. Now, we didn't explain what the difference is between a Keli and Karka. What difference does it mean? So the Teretz is as follows. The Gemara is going to speak it out in a second, but we have to speak it out now already. The difference is that Mayim, specifically, that's in the karka, for sure doesn't become tame. Meaning within the world and of Tumas Mashkin, de Raisa, not de Raisa, there's one carve out, there's one thing everybody could agree on. All the Bali Plukta in this sugya agreed that if you have Mashkin that's inside a bar, for example, it's not going to be matama. And the reason is because it's a mikvah. And a mikvah is not matama. So it can't become tame. It's matar, not matar. And as a result, it has no ability to be tummy. So what Reb Shimon essentially is saying is that mashkin beis mit bechaya in a keli would be tummy. You know why? Because a keli, mashkin, has tumma dei raisa. So being that it has tumma dei raisa, this is Reb Shimon l'shitasa, this is Reb Shimon shita. So being that it has is tumma dei raisa, so it's for that reason Reb Shimon said you wouldn't have the halacha mashkin the beis mit bechaya. Because where there's tumma dei raisa, you can't have the halacha mashkin the beis mit bechaya. As opposed to bekarka, it's going to be tahar. Why is it going to be tahar in karka? Because in karka, there's no Tumas Mashkin Dairaisa. So if there's no Tumas Mashkin Dairaisa over there, although you can have a Tumas Mashkin Dairabonon, you can have the halacha Mashkin the basement Bechai. In other words, Pshat in Reb Shimon in the Braisa that the Gemara brought on the top of the oven in the Tanya Kavasi the Rav is pretty, it's poshut. This is what the Braisa is saying. The Braisa is saying in Mashki the base mitbechai, you could say when the tumas of the Rabbanon, such as Mayim that's inside Karka, as opposed to Mayim in a Keli with Thomas Mashkin's Deraisa, that's Reb Shimon Lushita. So but you can't have the Aloha Mashkin base mitbechai, because again, Mashkin the base mitbechai you could only have for a tumas de Rabbanon. You can't have a tumas Deraisa. That's very good in the sugi that we've been learning up until now, because that's what we keep on saying. You can't have a halacha mashkin beis mitbechaya to go up against a tumah deraisa. But if you're going to tell me, like Rav Papa said, that it's halacha l'moshe misinai, so then what's pshat in that Rav Shimon? Mechatesi. Who said that you have to be mechalik between mayim that's inside a keli versus mayim that's inside the karka? V'hacha kama Rav Shimon. Here Rav Shimon said inside bekeli mitmei bekarka toyin v'hilchasahi. But if it's halacha l'moshe misinai, mali bekeli, mali bekarka, what difference does it make if it's in the keli or in the karka? If it's halacha l'moshe misinai, what, the halacha l'moshe misinai was mechalik between the keli and the karka? It's not mistaber that way. It says kasha. Why is it a kasha? It's again, I saw in the Chadoshim Gam Yishonim from Yonis and Shnaif, he said kasha always means you could say a teretz. What could you say? I don't know. Maybe the Chachamim, maybe the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai did get involved in keli and karka. Right? Kasha always means it's a teretz. It's a little dochuk. It's dochuk to say that that's what the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai would be cheshbening. But it is possible. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, Hoda Amar B'Karka Toirin.
This that Rav Shimon said in the Braisa, that there's a difference as it relates to Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya between if it's in a keli or if it's in a karka. L'shono alamayim. This is only true for water. Avol dam loy. As it relates to dam, as it relates to blood, there's no difference between water in a keli or no difference if it's in karka. V'umayim nami loy marin. Even as it relates to water, it's only true. El d'habi revias. If at least you have a revias, the chazi lahat bo bei machtim etzinoyis. Because at the very least, it's chazi to be a mikvah. Now, it's not a mikvah for a person. For a person to be tovel in a mikvah, it has to be 40 sa. But you can use it as a mikvah for tefilas keli. At the very least, it's a mikvah. You can take a small keli, a needle, and you can toivel it there. Avaloi have a revius, but if it doesn't have a revius, tmeim, it's going to be tummy. What's he saying? Because the whole difference between a keli and a karka, that was only said as it relates to water. Because water in a karka is a mikvah, and mikvah can't become tummy midday raisa. Dam is different. Or if you have so little water that it's not even a shir to toivel anything, not even kelim would be able to toivel over there, you wouldn't have that. Ha, loch. One more gemar. Amamar. Rabbi Yehuda said, lakol tummy. So amamar is going back to the beginning of the sugya of Tumas Mashkin, which was the Braisa that the Gemara brought at the very, very top of Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. So again, just to read the Braisa again inside. Sofik Mashkin L'Tomei. If you have Mashkin and there's a Sofik, whether it's Tomei. Tomei, Daloch is Sofik, you go to Chumra because Tumas Mashkin's Dei Raisa. The Tomei Acher. What if you have a Sofik, whether this Mashkin Tomei was Metame something else? Oh, Mashkin's ability to be Metame is only the Rabbanon. Tahar, therefore it's going to be Tahar, Devi Rameh. So Rameh Shita was Tumas Mashkin's Dei Raisa. Its ability to be Metame is only the Rabbanon. Chen Hoi Rabbi Lozoim. Rabbi Lozoim said the same thing. That was the first discussion in the Gemara, Tezayin Amad Aleph. What exactly V'chein Hoi Rabbi Lozoim means? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is the second Shita. He said, like all time, Tumas Mashkin's Dei Raisa, and Mashkin's ability to be Metame is also a Dei Raisa. As a result, doesn't matter what the suffix is. Suffix if it's Tomei, suffix if it was a Metama. Either way, it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrin, Dei, Wa Mechalik, Lo Oichlin, Tmei, Lo Keilom Tar. As it relates to being Metama Oichlin, there you would go to Chumra, because Mashkin can be Metama Oichlin, Midei Reis. As it relates to being Metama Kalim, there you would go to Kula, because Oichlin could only be Metama Kalim, Midei Rabban. So the Gemara is now going to focus on Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Braisa? Amamar, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Lakol Tomei, that Mashkin becomes Tomei Midei Raisa, and Mashkin could be Metame Midei Raisa. And he didn't differentiate between Kalim and Oichlin. That was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon. That was the next sheet in the Raisa. He didn't get involved in that. Lememro Zok the Gemara, it sounds like. The Sav Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Mashkin, Litame, even Kalim is Dei Raisa. Mashkin's ability to be Metame, even Kalim is a Dei Raisa. Freit the Gemara, is that true? Matanan, we learned in a Mishnah, the 25th parak of Masechtas Kalim, Kol HaKalim, any Kalim Shiesh Lohem, Achei Rayim V'toich. Any Kalim that has a receptacle, so a cup, a bowl, it has a receptacle. But sometimes a keli could have a receptacle in the back as well. So if you flip the keli upside down, so sometimes there's a little curvature. So you have a little bit of a toich over there as well. So any keli that has an achirayim, meaning there's a receptacle on the back, and otoich, it has its regular receptacle, kugoyin. Hakarin v'akastos, interesting examples, pillows and blankets, v'hasakin, or a sack, v'hamartzufin, a leather bag. So the halacha is like this, nitma toichoy, nitma gabay. If the toich part of it becomes tameh, so the back of it will be tameh as well. Nitma gabay, however, if the back of it becomes tameh, loy nitma toichoy. Then the toich is not going to be tameh. Rabbi Yehuda says, medvar, when is this true? Shenitma machmas mashkin. This halacha is only true if it became tameh machmas mashkin. Then we say, if the toich became tameh, then the gav is tamei, but if the gav becomes tamei, the toich isn't necessarily tamei. Aval nitma machmas sheretz, but if it becomes tamei machmas sheretz, then it makes no difference. Nitma toichei, nitma gabei, nitma gabei, nitma toichei. It doesn't matter which part of it becomes tamei. If part of the keli becomes tamei, all the keli is going to be tamei. In other words, tumas sheretz is more chomer than tumas mashkin. That's essentially what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Zokti Raviso, gadaich tumas mashkin, tamei kelim dei raiso. But if Rabbi Yehuda shinta is that when it comes to tumas mashkin, even to be metame kelim, it's metame midei raiso, mali nitma machmas mashkin, mali nitma machmas sheretz. What difference does it make? If Tumas Mashkin is a Derabanan, or if at the very least Mashkin's ability to be Matama is the Rabbanon, or at the very least Mashkin's ability to be Matama Kalim is a Derabanan, then I understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita. There's a distinction between a Sheretz and a Mashkin. Sheretz is Matama Midei Raisa. Mashkin can't be Matama Kalim Midei Raisa. Of Rabbi Yehuda Shita Idach in the Braisa, that not only is Tumas Mashkin Midei Raisa, not only could it be Matama Midei Raisa, even Kalim can be Matama Midei Raisa. So, Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, Mali Nitma Machmas Mashkin, Mali Nitma Machmas Sheretz. So, the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Shmuel, Chazabai Rabbi Yehuda. In the name of Shmuel, you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer. Amar Ravina, Amar Ravina said no. Lo'ilam lo'yhadim. Maybe why do you have to say that's a big doichik to say Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi was chayzer? Why do you have to say that he was? By the way, the whole concept of chazabay, it's not really such a doichik, right? It sounds like it's a doichik. It's not. You know, people during the course of their lives can sometimes change positions on certain things. Just because you thought something when you're 30 doesn't mean you have to think the same thing that you're 60, right? All the members of Rabbi Yehuda weren't set at the same seating. These were different collections that different Talmidim had of different brises that were mentioned by Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so one Talmud heard this, another Talmud heard that. Rabbi Yehuda used to think this way, then he thought that way. Mechatei sinat. You're allowed to be chayzer. This is all part of growth and development. And there's nothing wrong with thinking one thing one way and then the next day thinking something else. So really, it's not such a daichi. But either way, that's what Ravina said. If you can visualize the way the Gemara was put together. Anyway, so Ravina said, really, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't chayzer. He's talking about two different mashkins, and this is gishmak. And this goes all the way back to what we spoke on in the introduction. And that is, there's two shailas of mashkin. Tumas mashkin, the raisa the rabbanu, does is one shmuz. But there's another halach of Tumas mashkin. And that's actually a tremendous chumrah mashkin. And that is if a sheni latumah, such as a tful yoyim, would touch a mashkin, even though the tful yoyim is a sheni, which you would think now should make the mayim into a shlishi, which would mean almost by definition that it can't even happen because you can only have a shlishi if it's kachim or if it's truma. But at the same time, mashkin has a chiddush that it could become tamei through a sheni. Not only could it become tamei, it could become a rishon l'tumah. That's a tumas mashkin that everybody agrees is a derabanan. When mashkin came in contact with an avatumah, that's tumas mashkin deiraisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds it could be matamei, give me matamei kelim. But when mashkin became tamei by coming in contact with a sheni, that's the yudches dvarim tumas mashkin. That's in tumas mashkin that zikher only mid derabanan. Over there, avada, there's no question. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say. So when Rabbi Yehuda was mechalik between tumas sheretz and tumas mashkin, he was referring to the tumas mashkin that's a derabanan. Had it become a durabanan, it came in contact, machmas yadayim. Right, the Gemara's example is not a tful yoyim, it's yadayim. Stam yadayim is also a sheni latoma. Same point, that it became in contact with a sheni. As a result, it's a rishon, but only midrabanan. That's over there, it's given to them. Where Rabbi Yehuda, in our brayse, is talking about tumas mashkin deiraisa, he's talking about when it came in contact with an avatom. If that's the case, then how come in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, Rabbi Yehuda was mechalik between tumas mashkin and between tumas sheretz? Right, Rabbi Yehuda is trying to say that sometimes nitma toichay, nitma gabay, nitma gabay, nitma toichay. Sometimes not. What does it depend on? Tumah deraisa, tumah derabanan. What was his example of a tumah deraisa? Sheretz. What is the name of tumah derabanan? Mashkin. It sounds like there's no such thing as mashkin deraisa. Because if there's a tumas mashkin deraisa that could be metame kelim, then you could have been more consistent. Stay within the world of Tumas Mashkin and differentiate between a Mashkin that's a Deiraisa because it came in contact with an Avatoma like a Sheretz versus a Mashkin that's a Derabana because it came in contact with Yadayim, that's as an example, which is a Sheni Latoma. Ela Machvarita must be Kedushana Meikar Chazber Rabbi Yehuda. You have no choice but to say what we thought originally, that must be Rabbi Yehuda was Chayza. Now, what was his Chazara?
What was his chazara? That's going to be the beginning of tomorrow's daf. But just to end with one last knitch, and that is the Gemara in today's daf spoke a lot about a pasuk in Sefer Chagai, and this pasuk is in Perek Beis. It's pasuk Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel, where Chagai at Novi in the beginning of Bayesheni, he comes and he meets the Yidden and the Kohanim, and he gives them a quiz. He asks them in the name of Hashem different questions to try to get the sense of whether they're proficient in the laws of Tumah Tahira or they were not proficient in the laws of Tumah Tahira. The truth is, if you go two psukim earlier, that's the real beginning of the parasha. Pasuk says as follows: Be'esrim v'arba, it was the 24th day, Lachi, the ninth month of the year, B'shtashtaim l'dayavish, it was the second year of the reign of Dayavish, who was Achashverosh and Esther's son. That's the day that Dayavish came to Chagai. You know when this Nevuah happened? You know when Psochim Daf Yud Zayin happened? It happened on the 24th day of the ninth month of the Hebrew calendar, B'shtashtaim l'dayavish. The ninth month of the year is Chodesh Kislev. This Nevuah incredibly happened on Chav Dalet Kislev. So Yud Zayin in Psochim has a Chanukah Knech, right? Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Kasha, the Shoyl Meshev's Kasha, Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger's Kasha. No, it has a Chanukah Knech because the story happened on Chav Dalet Kislev. This is when it happened. It happened on Chav Dalet Kislev. What happened? Why today? Why was today the day that it happened? So the Radak says, because this was the day that the Yidden started building the Beis HaMikdash. They started building Bayis Sheni when? On Chav Dalet Kislev. Now the truth is, the Yidden had already gone up to Eretz Yisrael several years earlier when Kairish gave them permission, the beginning of Sefer Ezra, to build the Beis HaMikdash. They built the foundation and then the construction of the Beis HaMikdash was halted. 19 years earlier, they started building the foundation. Why was it halted? Because it was a king by the name of Achashverosh, you might have heard of him, who wasn't happy with the Jews, and he made a gzeirah. Amongst all the gzeirahs that he made, he told the Yidden to stop building the Beis HaMikdash. And it was Achashverosh's son, Dayavish, that he had with Esther, that ultimately would give the Yidden permission to start building the Beis HaMikdash again. He was very young, Dayavish, at the time. But started giving the Yidden to build the Beis HaMikdash again. And when did they start? It was Be'esrim V'arba Lachi B'shtashayim L'Dayavish. Yedidi, Reb Shmuel Riven Grossman, showed me that the Ben Ish Chai, in his halachos, and this is in Parshas Vayeshev, it's in Hilchas Chanukah, it's Ois Chav Gimel. So he brings as follows: B'yom Chav Dalet Kislev, yilmadu b'Sefer Chagai. He says, on Chav Dalet Kislev, you shall learn Sefer Chagai. Simin Beis, Perik Beis, Be'esrim Be'arba V'chulu Ad Soifa Sefer. V'hu V'yesh Skula L'Shmira. It's a Psaschula. But I'll come on. This is what he says. He says that a person, there's an Indian, he was Mekabels, was the Ben Ishchai, that on Chav Dalet Kislev, the day before Chanukah, so either you can learn Chav Dalet, either you can learn Chagai Perek Beis, or you could just Chazer Psachim Daf Yud Zayin, but either way, talk about a connection to Chanukah, and that's the rest of the story.